Now back to the STA Money Hour on KPRC 950. Here's Luke Patterson and Michael Smith.
I believe Luke is at the river today getting ready for this three-day weekend. I'm Max Gaines along
good
with
place
Michael
to be.
Smith. Yeah, it is a good place to be. Wish I was down there. Mike, you know, we as Americans, we honor active military every day, as we should.
Absolutely.
On Veterans Day, we honor veterans who have served in the armed forces. And Memorial Day, which is this weekend, is when we honor the fallen. And this story I'm about to tell you could have been a combination of Veterans Day and Memorial Day.
Mm-hmm.
But it has an interesting twist to it. I will share this with you now. Shared to our office by one of our colleagues here at STA Wealth Management. And the author starts by saying that an uncle contracted COVID-19 back in early April. He and his wife are the primary caretakers of 90-year-old grandparents. I'll skip ahead here a little bit. Early in the morning, one day, grandmother went to wake up grandfather. He was unresponsive. Now, the uncle who contracted COVID-19 did everything he possibly could to isolate the grandparents to keep them out of this. And inevitably, it got passed along. Anyway, grandmother was shouting his name, and they thought he was already gone. So they waited for the ambulance to arrive, and grandfather took one last large gasp of air. The paramedics were able to sustain his breathing, but couldn't get him to respond in any other way. So he was admitted to the hospital and, of course, tested for COVID immediately. The test came back positive. As the day progressed, his breathing got worse, and he was put on a breathing tube and a feeding tube, still unresponsive. By Monday of this week, there was no change. Tuesday morning, same thing. His vitals weren't great. He was relying on tubes. He was basically in a vegetative state, and the doctor let the family know that or if he does wake up, he may not be able to eat, drink, speak, or walk. Not very promising prognosis. After hearing this and honoring his DNR orders, the grandmother, fathers, and uncles made the difficult decision to pull tubes and let him pass peacefully. The doctor thought was probably the best plan. So via Zoom, the family said their goodbyes. It was devastating. It was so saddening that after 67 years of marriage, the goodbye my grandmother would get with the family via Zoom.
Wow.
Wednesday, still no change. This is just 2 days ago. They moved into hospice, and the family waited for the call. Yesterday, late morning, Thursday morning, the author's mom called, and the author thought, this is it. For complete shock, the exact opposite happened. Grandfather woke up yesterday morning and asked the nurse for his veteran's hat, glasses, breakfast, dialysis, and TV remote as if nothing had happened. The doctor was stunned. She didn't even know what to say when she first called Dad with the update. Yesterday afternoon, they put Grandfather on Zoom. He was able to identify all of his sons and his wife. He had no idea what had happened. He's able to eat, drink, and walk. This morning, he even dialed his home number by memory from his hospital room, asking for his wife and when she was coming to get him.
That is awesome.
This is nothing short of a miracle, says the author. There is no other word to describe it. Grandfather is a retired fighter pilot in the United States Air Force. He fought during the Korean and Vietnam Wars. He flew an F-86 in Korea and an F-105 in Vietnam. He is tough as nails, no doubt.
No doubt, yeah.
And I could not think of anything cooler outside of the miracle itself, but that the first thing he asked for upon waking up was his veteran's hat. He has proven to me that you can take the veteran from the fight, but you cannot take the fight away from the veteran. I am forever grateful to him and all veterans who have served and continue to serve our country, especially those that died while doing it. I will celebrate Memorial Day more this year than I ever have.
That's going to be one of the best stories I've heard.
That was hard for me to read.
I know. I could tell. I could see. I could see the beads.
A lot of prayers got them through this. And that's the kind of story you want to hear before the weekend.
Absolutely. And what a tough time it's been for them. I know that. I've been hearing that. And for this to come out, especially going into this weekend, what a great thing for that family. And wow, I mean, what a grandfather, what an inspiration.
Yeah.
I tell you what, grandkids, you got a role model to follow right there. What a tough act to follow, too.
The author says, please continue to pray that he makes it home because he's not out of the woods yet. The fight is still not over because he is 90 years old. But to wake up from that, oblivious to what happened to him, and to be able to eat and drink right away and converse with people, that is just, if that doesn't tug your heartstrings, I don't know what will.
No,
man.
I know. Well, and you know what? I hope that we continue to hear, you know, a recovery stories, right? I mean, that's, you know, every day it's the number of new tests, but I think what's, you know, less is stories like this is that there are people recovering. There are increases in the recoveries, and you know, hopefully at some point, you know, we stave this thing off. But those are good stories, and definitely glad we got to share that. You know what? I think this is a weekend. You know, many families normally travel and spend time with each other, and you know, take a time just to have a good time and enjoy, and think some positive thoughts, and put the negative news away for a week or weekend.
Weekend.
Have a great weekend.
That was harmony right there, brother. Yep. Way to go. We'll see you on Tuesday.